Ladies, have you been led astray? Did you diddle where maybe you shouldn't have dabbled? Have you been unfaithful to your husband, wife, partner, main squeeze? Well, there's a judgment-free podcast just for you. Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, hosted by Rebecca Adams, tells the stories of these women from their perspective, anonymously and without judgment.
He got out of his car and tried to kiss me. I pulled back. I was still not wanting an affair. I was not sure what I wanted. Most likely, I just liked the way it felt to be wanted. This did not stop his calls. Several more weeks went by and we met up again. This time by the water. After walking and talking for an hour, I could not take the suspense anymore. I leaned in and kissed him. It was like fireworks.
If you need to come clean, get it off your chest, confess your sins with no Hail Marys required, then Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is the podcast for you. And remember, it's completely anonymous and judgment-free.
Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity is available wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today.
Raw Truth podcasts may contain explicit, sensitive, and questionable content. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual podcaster and are not based on the advice of a licensed psychologist, therapist, or other medical professional. Listener discretion is strongly advised. What does the word ponder actually mean? According to one dictionary, it means to weigh in the mind, to think about, and reflect on. On Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams, we do just that. We discuss taboo and questionable subject matter. For example, size. Does it really matter? Or do you really want to know the number of partners your significant other has been with? Or what about stories of disastrous one-night stands? How about being in a sexless marriage? These and other topics are what we talk about on this podcast. Well, hello and welcome back to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. We are here today for another... Actually, we're doing a story instead of what we usually do. And once in a while, I will put a story on this podcast. And in this case, and in cases in the past, if a gentleman wants to share his story of infidelity, this is where it lands. Because, as you know, I focus mainly on female infidelity, and I don't have a platform for men to share. So this is where it goes. So it's something for people to talk about and ponder. So today we're going to go ahead and get started with a story, and it's entitled Kim, My Esthetician, A Man's Story of Infidelity. Growing up, I was in a very religious household until I was about 16 when my parents split because my mother wasn't happy and decided to go off and find happiness somewhere else. So since then, going to church has been optional. But growing up, I chose to stick with it for many reasons, and I enjoyed it. I decided I would focus on being religious when I was 18 and get all the fun stuff out while I was 16. So, at 16, I made it a goal to lose my virginity because that's what all of us boys ever talked about. It was skateboarding and then girls. So, finally, I had my first encounter, and I liked it. I was shy, so it was fast, and I finished myself in the bathroom. I had a lot of opportunities to have sex from 16 to 18, but I always had a guilty conscience because I was still going to church. The biggest challenge was to resist my home studies teacher. She was married and had a family. I really wanted to, but because of my religion, I felt bad and resisted. But fantasizing about her, I think, did set me on a later path of being strongly attracted to married women. Growing up, I always wanted to be either a pro skateboarder or a businessman. After being around enough pro skaters and hearing some horror stories, I decided to focus on being a businessman. I met my married partner when I was married, but at the time I was loyal and I never did anything bad in my marriage when I first met Kim. I was getting a Brazilian wax and she was the esthetician and I was the customer. Around this time in my life, I had been fantasizing about being with a married woman constantly. So, her being my esthetician for Brazilian wax was like fuel on the flame to the desire. She used her bare hand to move genitals around so she can get every corner, and I would purposely get hard so I could be hard in her hand. At times, I would jokingly ask her for a hand job, but she said no because she was married, and I wasn't serious because I was married as well. But I liked to dabble with the fantasy of it happening, and the wax was as close as I could get. She really liked me, I could tell, and she knew I liked her. Every time I came into the shop, all the ladies started acting like schoolgirls, and they would make fun of her saying, "Your boyfriend's back." It always made me wonder about women because all of them were married and they all knew each other's husbands, but having a husband seemed to be a loose thing to them. So fast forward 1 year later and I end up getting divorced, which had nothing to do with the affair. Neither of us did that. But after the divorce, I felt like this was the time to make a bit more serious moves on Kim. I had a successful business and money coming in, so I always made sure to get a wax once every 3 weeks. I really wanted to see her and make the fantasy a reality. I lost a lot of weight and was feeling confident, so when I saw her for the appointment, I started making more serious moves with her, like asking her out on a date or getting her a gift. She declined many times, but one time she finally agreed. I later asked her why, and she said she was mad at her husband as they had been sleeping in separate bedrooms the last 3 months. Being in the state of mind I was in, I saw that as an opportunity because she was clearly more willing to try and go on a date with me. So, we had 2 dates. Then I had to figure out how to get her to my house. So, I offered a cooking date at my house and for her to teach me how to cook. She loved the idea, so we had a date at my house. She taught me how to cook some fried chicken. We went shopping, I bought everything, and she was the teacher. Our cooking date involved cooking, kissing, making out, ass grabbing, and she eventually let me rub her crotch with her pants on. I really wanted to have sex, but she wasn't ready. We had more dates and they all involved lots of making out, kissing her breasts, and rubbing her crotch with her pants on. To a degree, I felt bad, so I never made a hard move on her. I was very light and respectful of her boundaries. On our last date, she let me put my stuff in her mouth on and off, but she didn't want to perform on me. After that, I started to feel bad because she had boundaries, and these boundaries were because she was married and had 2 kids. So I eventually broke things off with her. But at times, when I started to feel horny, I would text her and we would spend days sexting each other. At the end of the day, I knew she wanted a relationship, but I just wanted to fulfill my fantasy of being with a married woman. We had this little thing going on for about 1 year. And then, one day, I received a call from her friend and boss at work. She said, "Hi Adam, how are you? Well, I just wanted to ask if you can do Kim a favor." I asked what happened. She then explained that her husband learned he was able to read Kim's texts from an iPad that was connected to her phone, and that her husband and 17-year-old daughter were going through her texts and found all the full conversations with me and Kim. She asked if I could make a video or leave him a message saying we never had sex or did anything because Kim wants to keep the marriage going for her younger 7-year-old daughter to be 18 and then leave him. I told her yes, I would love to help. I was looking through our texts and realized how bad it looked, so I decided not to make the video. Also, after all, she really didn't want to be with him anymore, and she wanted a side boyfriend till her kid turned 18. So no matter what, at the end of the day, I thought it's probably best to let things unfold the way it was going. About 6 months later, she reached out to me. I guess she was bored. Not sure because she already had a boyfriend by that time. She was telling me that living at home was tough. He was throwing her food away and dirtying the sheets on her bed, and her older daughter stopped talking to her. So she was in the process of moving into a new place with, I guess, another guy she was talking to while we were talking. Things ended nasty from what I last heard, and she is now living with that other guy because she needed help and she knew I was too young for her. It has been about a year since the discovery. I feel bad about how things went, but the fact of the matter is, she was 100% over him and she was already talking to other men. I was just the youngest and sexiest with a muscle car all the girls at her shop loved. I learned a lot from this. I do miss her, but I was mostly attracted to her because she was married. And once her marriage ended, I lost that lust for her. I'm also glad I never sent a video to her husband, because I felt that would have put me in danger. Today, I'm still single and unfortunately have still been seeking my lust for, I guess, what other guys call a wilf. A wife I would love to fuck. One thing I did learn from this is that there are better ways to live out my fantasy. I discovered that there are communities for this kind of stuff, and that I should probably spend more time there where innocent people are not affected. But unfortunately, I have found myself in a few more of these situations. And it brings me back to when I was 17 and tempted by my married teacher. These women are the ones wanting me, and I'm the guy with the fantasy of it. So I have been falling down the pit a few more times. But in the meantime, I am actively trying to look for a cuckold couple when I can be the bull in a marriage and the husband and the wife both enjoy the affair. So there we go. So ultimately, his goal is good. I mean, in being in a relationship as a cuckold, if you call it a relationship, there's no secrets. You know, it's something that a couple do and enjoy. And so that is what is decided in their marriage rather than going after a woman who is married. Like I said at the beginning, I've done episodes on, you know, men being unfaithful, but I believe that I've had a couple of episodes as well as why single men go after married women. And it was definitely different than what this gentleman shared with us. They were in for it just for the free time. It wasn't necessarily just married. It could have been single, but this gentleman has this fantasy and that's what he was going after. And as we learn from the stories from my other podcast, Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity, you know, there are unhappy ladies out there, but a lot of times these women are looking for more than just a lay. These women who are in marriages are unhappy. There's a different, all the circumstances are similar yet different, but they are looking to emotionally connect with somebody. So I imagine if there's somebody out there just looking to wilf, you know, have sex with a married woman just as a one-off kind of thing, it would probably be a little bit more difficult to find, maybe. Anyway. So that is today's story. You know, we talk about all sorts of things on this podcast, taboo, and I really appreciate him wanting to submit a story and share it. So if you have any feedback, you're welcome to shoot me an email, rebecca.rawtruth@gmail.com. I'll be back in a couple weeks with an all-new taboo topic, and it's about the history of porn. Also over on Raw Truth Stories of Female Infidelity, we're starting a new 3-part story about Karen. And if you're a subscriber on Patreon, we just finished up a 2-part story about Miles. Thank you all for being here and for being supportive of the podcasts. I appreciate you. You have been listening to Let's Ponder with Rebecca Adams. Your support of Raw Truth Podcasts is truly appreciated. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to my other podcast, Raw Truth, Stories of Female Infidelity. This controversial yet no judgment podcast is a safe place where women can share their stories anonymously of why they chose to be unfaithful. If you have feedback or suggestions for future Let's Ponder topics, please email rebecca.rawtruth@gmail.com. This podcast was written, produced, and edited by Rebecca Adams. If you enjoy the podcast, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.